missing my coffee today.
Yeah, about that.
About that, you woke up late?
No,
you
no.
You just got tired of me peeing every...
No, I was... Okay, so I was up, I was jacking around on my computer and whatnot, and then Joy got up to get ready for work, and she let the dogs out, and I was getting ready to go, and I grabbed her moving CD that I've been promising you for like 9 years. And she started telling me about something else, and then next thing I know, it's like 6:45. I'm like, shit, if I leave and go to coffee, I'm going to be really late, so... Better not, you know. So I get in the car, and I'm glad I didn't, because on the way over here, I had one of those verps, you know, where you burp, but you burp up vomit.
Ugh, that's the worst.
Yeah, adding coffee onto that probably would have made it worse. Yeah. So I'm glad I chose not to, but I am kind of tired. I really wish I would have brought some.
Yeah, that little pick-me-up.
Yeah, I might have to get one of my Odules out or something.
You want one?
Yeah, give me one.
I'm kind of thirsty, too. We probably should have went and got ourselves a drink before we
hit record. I just thought about that. You hit record, and I'm like, neither one of us have any drinks.
Let me grab you an Odules. Talk amongst yourselves.
So, yeah. How are you today, Dave? I'm okay. How are you, Dave? I'm kind of tired, you know. Stayed up late last night watching TV like I always do. Really, what'd you watch? I'm into this new TV show called Zoo. I mean, it's not new, but I'm just now starting to watch it. Dude, I started watching it last week, too. That's fucking crazy. What episode are you on? Well, I was watching episode 8, season 1, last night, but I fell asleep sometime. And then when I woke up, it was on episode 10. So I'm technically on 10, but really on 8. Dude, I fell asleep on 7 and woke up on 9. This is so weird. You're fucking lying. I know. I fell asleep on 8, too, so it's totally cool. I get it.
Well, I hate to interrupt this Dave Love Fest.
You said talk amongst yourselves.
But,
so. Yeah, have you seen Zoo? Did you watch that?
No.
It's actually a pretty interesting show. Yeah. It's called Zoo. It's on Netflix. It's pretty interesting. It's a cool concept, basically. It's the animals have awoken, and they are starting to evolve and learn things and start attacking humans. So, like... Hmm. Like, what's normally not something that happens with lions is apparently there's only one male in the group, and the rest are all females. Well, there was, like, 9 males that attacked this group in Africa, and they started... It's pretty crazy, and they're fucking, like... And they're not even, like, killing them. They're killing for sport, you know? Watch the fucking trailer, dude.
Is this it?
Yeah. Yeah, James Patterson wrote the book, and they made a fucking TV show out of it.
This is on Netflix?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, let's watch the...
Click that motherfucker.
Watch the Trizailer. Is there going to be an ad?
Probably.
Of course there is.
But it's interesting. I do like... And there's nobody... There's only one person that's ever been on a show before. I've never seen anybody else in it. But it bounces around a lot from city to city and country to country.
Yesterday afternoon, 2 adult lions escaped from the zoo
and killed several people in Los Angeles.
Something clearly is not right here. Animal behavior is now changing.
I think these animals are communicating with each other long distance.
Yeah, wolves attack an entire prison. You kill everybody but one person.
This is unnatural. Forcing a creature to do something that doesn't come instinctively.
I just saw this thing on Facebook. Lions turn on the fucking circus.
Oh, yeah?
Whatever.
Good. They need to.
And they're like spraying the fuck out of them and slapping, like
where
hitting
is anybody?
Them.
What's that? Don't hear anything.
Exactly. Where are the birds? Where are the monkeys? Have you ever heard it this quiet out here?
predators kill for food. But these people were just murdered.
Stay. That's a good boy.
That dude gets fucked up by a shit ton of dogs, man. He gets fucked up.
They're using real dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it looks like all the animals are real. It doesn't look like that shitty digital shit.
Yeah, no, a couple of lion scenes look kind of fake.
Animals are predictable. They want food. They want shelter. They don't have ambitions. They don't have egos.
This isn't going to end with the lions.
So it's like The Walking Dead with animals.
Come out this way. We're kinda. Fine. We'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
Well, they just showed what happened in that scene a second ago.
See the eye? They call that a deviant or a dominant? No, deviant. Deviant pupil, I think it was. But yeah, dude, I'm actually kind of hooked. It's kind of neat, man. It's pretty cool.
I'll have to check that one out for sure.
Yeah, scroll down. I'll tell you the one dude that's been in shows before. Dude with black hair.
Oh yeah, the bitch.
Billy Burke.
Bill Burke.
Yeah.
You don't know Nanzo Anazi?
No.
Come on, Dave.
I know Kristen Connolly. I don't know
James
Walt. Kristen
Connolly sounds familiar.
I don't know any of those fuckers. Yeah, Billy Burke's the only one I've seen, and I think he was in Hero or something like that.
So it's done now. They have a end date to 2017. It went from 2015 to 2017?
Oh, so there's only three seasons, yeah. I guess it's done now. Or, does that mean it's done?
Well, it would have another year or something.
Mm. So, yeah, so I got
30 episodes.
Two more seasons to go, and I'm hooked up. But it's good, like, you know, it's one of those ones that are like, wow, what the fuck's going to happen next?
They're an hour or 42 minutes?
Yeah, give or take.
Okay. Yeah, I might have to check that one out.
Netflix.
I watched a movie on Netflix, and this may be a iffy topic, but I just, like, watched it. I watched it again last night to make sure I fully got it.
Jerked off to it enough?
Nothing really jerk-worthy in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen The Discovery?
No.
I think it just came out on Netflix, like, when we're recording this. Like, maybe a week or two ago, because I, you know, you go to the trending now or new to Netflix or whatever, and it was in there. So, it has to have been fairly recent that it came on there. Anyways, since we're talking about movies, we'll just do that today. It's about a guy, Robert Redford, who discovers there's an afterlife.
Oh.
So, he's a scientist or whatever. He discovers there's an afterlife, and then, because now there's proof that there is an afterlife, people start killing themselves.
Oh, wow.
So they don't have to deal with here. They can get there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's The movie starts out with him doing an interview and with this lady, and she's like, do you feel responsible for
all these deaths?
All these deaths, because the death tolls had reached 1 million at that point.
Holy fuck.
Of suicides for all the people trying to get there to the next life or whatever. And he's like, no. And literally, as he's saying no, one of the guys that's like a audio tech or something like that takes his headphones off and puts a gun to his head, like, just off camera, but yeah, you know what I mean, how they're, and blows his fucking brains out right there. This is after he just says no, he doesn't feel responsible. This guy does this. Sorry. And then it cuts to his kid, which is Jason Segel.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a ferry, being ferried over to this island where his dad's, and it's supposed to be like a couple years later or something like that. Now the death toll is like over 4 million, and he's doing all these tests or whatever, and it gets kind of interesting at that point. You gotta watch the trailer?
Sure, why not?
Might as well, right? I don't know. It's interesting, and I can only imagine what it would be like if they did, if they could, like, actually to discover that there's an athlete. People would probably do this shit. They probably just
take you 6 months to address us. Where have you been?
It seems to me that I invited you here to my home.
We only received that invitation after the suicide toll had rapidly reached 1 million. Don't you think your discovery was just too dangerous to share with the world?
Isla! Isla!
How can you keep a discovery so vital to our existence a secret?
You proved the existence of an afterlife.
I prefer to call it a new plane of existence.
Do you feel responsible for all those people killing themselves?
We opened the door for these people. Now we have to show them what's behind it.
So he killed himself at his house, even.
Hmm. And then he's got this machine that, like, records, so like right when you die, like there's some sort of like this memory thing or whatever, and with all those things you see on the guy's head there, mm-hmm. like somehow with this and this machine he's invented, it records that memory, that whatever, and then it kind of towards the end, I don't want to spoil it, but I'll do my best not to while spoiling it, but you kind of discover that Jason Segel is dead, and it's like kind of like in a loop at this point, where he keeps showing up on the ferry and goes through, and the whole point of it, so you have to watch it, but basically Jason Segel's dead, which is dude's
his son, right?
His wife is dead, not Jason Segel, but the Robert Redford's wife is dead, which is Jason Segel's mom. And the whole point of him being in this loop is to save this one chick. And he's like, so when he's on the ferry or whatever, shortly after that, he saves this chick from trying to commit suicide. And that was the point. So then he goes from that. So like, originally, you have to watch. It's hard to explain, but, I probably shouldn't have tried to explain the other piece, but I'm trying to not spoil,
From the trailer, I kind of thought he was dead, because it shows him in that ferry a bunch of different outfits, just walking into that same room, and then that one scene where he's standing against the bridge, and then Blanchick's there, and then she's not there.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought either he was dead or she was, but I was more leaning towards him because he was in one of the shots.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. It was an alright movie. It's probably getting about what it should get on IMDb. 6.5 out of 10. I wouldn't give it much more than that. Maybe a 7 tops.
Yeah.
What was the other thing I watched? Oh, have you ever watched Borderland?
No.
Or Border Town? Sorry, Border Town?
No.
The it's animated. It's kind of adult animated.
It like F for Family? Have you seen that one on Netflix?
Yeah, F is for Family is really funny.
I loved that. Is it kind of like that or no?
Yeah, in a way, not as much swearing,
because
this was actually on, I think, network TV. I think. Not sure. But Seth MacFarlane was a producer on it.
Mm. And fucking, of course, Hank's on it. Hank's in everything.
Hank Azaria. Alex Borstein. Judah Friedlander. A lot of popular names behind the voices. But it's super fucking like... Okay, so the main character, Bud Buchwald, he's a... So they're right on the border of Mexico and America, and Mexifornia is the place. You know, it's a made up place, but it's like in California, but right on the border there. And that Bud Buchwald, he's a border patrol. And doesn't like Mexicans. His daughter's dating his next door neighbor's kid, who's a Mexican. His next door neighbor's
illegal.
No, he's there illegally. Ernesto Gonzalez, and he has a lawn company.
It's funny because I work with Ernesto Gonzalez.
You really? Yeah. You have to tell him, "Hey, man, I saw you on Borderland.
Hit the trailer."
but it's funny. It's a lot of like Mexican jokes and racist jokes, stuff like that. It's good times if you like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I enjoy racist shit, but
yeah, you kind of are saying that.
It's no, it's not like, you know, like using derogatory terms, but it's funny.
Welcome to a town at a cultural crossroads. This is Mexifornia.
We've got a Native American, an Asian couple, and I even managed to find a white guy.
Is that some kind of insult? We're still in charge. We still have the vice presidency.
From Seth MacFarlane, creator of Family Guy.
Yep, wrong show.
Comes the story of two families.
We got burritos, quesadillas, tacos.
Divided by culture.
God, these people have no idea what it's like to have foreigners ruin their country.
Spring break! I'm not paying for that.
But bound by friendship.
Want to see a dead body?
Really? Get away from my husband!
If you were born here, who won the WNBA championship last year?
The Phoenix Mercury?
No American would know that. You're coming with me.
Like the deportation cannon!
Illegal! Here, for the liberal point of view, is a four-year-old girl.
I think people should be nice.
Shut up!
Mom, you forgot to give me my lunch money again.
Aww.
Oh my God, is that Steve's wife?
Yeah, she's had a little work done.
Isn't that lipstick a bit much for church?
Little sex.
Bud, why are you hiding in our garbage can?
It's preferable to where I'm being asked to go. Ooh, the cannon!
At least I'm free for my wife!
Get back here and raise our child!
It's pretty funny, but it's those kinds of jokes. It's not like, hey, you dirty
wetback whorebag.
You're right. So they put a super hot pepper, and he eats the taco, and got fire coming out of his ass and his mouth. You know what I mean? Like, funny. Those kinds of things that...
Did this just come out then?
No, it's been out for a while.
Really?
2016.
Well, we got one season.
Huh? Yeah, it's 13 episodes. I'm about halfway through. It's only getting 5 stars on IMDb. That's way underrated. It should be getting at least a 7.
Really?
Like it's if you like Family Guy, those kinds of things. F is for Family, which obviously way more swearing.
I love that. I wish they came out with a second season soon, man.
Sometimes I feel like I'm really close to Frank on F is for Family with like how I scream about shit, get angry.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Another good one.
Let's play the trailer for that just for people
that don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
That haven't seen it, maybe. Bill Burr does the voice of Frank on Officer Family. That's a really funny show. And that's getting an 8. And
that's
Bordertown should be getting at least a 7. I'm surprised it's only getting a 5.
Yeah, but Justin Long is...
I think... they're doing... Yeah, Season 2, Episode 1 in 2017. I was hoping they were going to do more.
Fucking right. They better.
David Koechner does the boss at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
He's like super fat.
Oh, yeah, Mo Collins. I forgot Sam Rockwell was in it.
Oh, yeah, Mo Collins. You can tell all the people. She does the voice of a handful of people.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
quit talking about it. Play the motherfucker.
I was trying to see if Kevin Farley, I think that's Chris Farley's brother.
It is.
Let's see. There's no trailer.
Yeah, there is. Scroll down a little bit more. A little bit more. Right there to your left. So the video's trailer.
See, going to be an ad, or...
Is it not even going to play? You got to hit play.
I didn't have to hit play on the others.
Because you got to check in and make sure you're 18.
Because it's fucking...
Sweary, sweary, sweary.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm so old. I have to scroll down to get to my year now. It's bad.
I drink and drive, but when I have to, I drink White House beer.
White House beer? The one draft you won't want to dodge.
I was watching that.
No, you weren't. And now you're not.
Yeah, it's set in 1973.
While I'm gone?
You're just going to leave me alone with these animals?
You leave them with me.
But that's our deal. You know what you were getting into when you let me get into you?
Gross!
Kids, don't bother your mom today. She's busy with the little hobby.
It's a job.
Yes, fine, job.
I'll make dinner. Salisbury steak or pork medley?
Oh, not that shit again.
What was that?
Yummy! Hey, grab me a cold one out of the cooler. You're up, little man. Hold the wheel. Jeez, I wish I had me for a dad. I'll be right back. You stay here. Do not move your ass from this spot. You understand me, Einstein?
Fuck you.
Remember the test you took? Are you an abusive parent?
You know what? These fucking hippies. Christ, they're running around naked, soiling each other. You're gonna tell me how to be a good parent? Jesus Christ, why don't you put some goddamn clothes on?
Wait, Frank, focus.
Son of mine is gonna flunk out.
I hate school.
I hate my life, but I keep on doing it.
I'm about to suck your blood. It's space.
There's no girl astronauts or vampires.
Women will be astronauts in the future, sweetie.
So, why do you lie to the girl?
Victor? You two know each other? He was my special after-school helper.
That's Mo Collins.
Remember how we cleaned the kitchen?
Yeah, you... Fuck the shit out of me.
I'm putting you in charge of your sister today. You got that?
Yep.
Okay, if anything bad happens to her, I will come right home and I will put you through that fucking wall. Have a great day, princess.
At one point, he's like, if I started building walls right now, I wouldn't, and built them for the next however long, I still wouldn't have enough walls to put your fucking ass through.
Yeah.
Just the shit that he comes out with, it's funny. Yeah. They didn't even, in the trailer, they didn't even get into all the other shit that goes on this show.
Yeah, it's a good show, man. I love that show.
Yeah, it's really funny. Big fan.
Did you watch Go On when it was on?
Who?
Go On.
Go On.
Matthew Perry.
No.
It was one season.
I haven't even heard of this.
One season only. I got Joe starting to watch, or Joe, I was reading that. Got Joy. Joy watching it. She loves it. I love it. I miss it. I wish it was still going, but it only literally had one season.
Meh. Doesn't sound...
Just watch. There's not even a fucking trailer. Fucking gee.
That's how...
It's gee.
Unimportant... I'd never even heard of this before.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm surprised there's not even a trailer, though.
Yeah, I know, right?
So it's like a sitcom. Kind of. A situational comedy.
Yeah.
Read the description for everybody real quick.
An irreverent sportscaster pressured by his boss to join a support group because he can't move forward after the death of his wife finds connection with the extremely varied customer or members.
It's getting a 7.6 out of 10. Must be pretty good.
It's funny, dude. Like, that whole group there is his group therapy people.
Let me try... The tube.
The boob tube. Oh, there's a trailer in English. That's good.
Listen, Terrell, thanks a lot for joining us, man.
Sure. Just don't ask me which one of my teammates are ugly.
When we return, Terrell Owens will discuss which one of his teammates he finds to be the most attractive.
Hey! Stop texting! You're gonna kill someone!
You okay? He just kind of exploded.
Your wife died a month ago.
I need you to take some time and deal with this.
I want you to do therapy?
10 hours of talking about my
fucking Harold from Harold and Kumar, huh?
Excuse me? The transitions group? Thank you, my lord.
Why don't we welcome our new and very spirited friend, Ryan?
Why do I feel like your life change involves wearing a suit of other people's skin?
Whoa.
Nice big hug.
What exactly qualifies you to tell people anything?
I have helped thousands of people in a well-renowned international outreach program.
Called?
Weight Watchers.
When you sit here listening to someone else's problems, a big part of you is thinking, my thing's worse than your thing.
We try not to compare experiences here.
We are going to have a little contest. We're going to go head-to-head. You got 5 seconds to tell your sob story. Winners advance. We go a couple of rounds, and we know once and for all who rules the land.
We could call it March Sadness.
That's exactly what we're going to call it. Owen, I love you.
March Sadness.
Okay. Yeah.
Go.
Left it all to try to sing. Failed.
Wow.
I've gone blind.
You, sir, are moving on.
I came back from deployment, and there was my wife with the new baby.
Okay, so you missed the birth.
And the conception.
Danny, your wife and her lover have sent you into the final four.
Her heart exploded because she wouldn't take her stupid pill.
Time.
My cat died.
On a technicality, feline death beats human one. Our first upset.
No, I can't lose to this.
What a Cinderella story.
You wanna let go, but you're still not sure. Spit it all out.
Jeannie, that's her name. It was a car accident. She was texting. She needed to tell me to buy a bag of coffee, so at least it was important. She was the only girl I ever loved. I don't know how to do this.
You're doing fine.
If you choose to talk, don't be afraid I'm going to make you go deep or anything.
My big brother is in a coma. Brain's, like, gone.
Did he talk to you about his brother? That's huge. He's been coming here for 2 months. He hasn't said anything.
Has he lost any weight?
Enough. Talk. Go do something.
Everybody talks too much.
It's got to be the
They found the Google car.
Tell me how to get through my loss. The only thing that you yourself have ever lost is 30 pounds.
40 pounds. And I kept it off. Oh, yeah. It's good.
Singles,
so let me guess, them two get together?
I don't know. I've only seen like 3 episodes.
I heard muertos, and I think the words for father, brother, and slippers. We have a winner!
It's me! I win!
Interesting. So, now in the past we've talked about this, something else I've been watching lately. You made it through how far in Homeland?
A season and a half.
So, halfway through season two,
mm-hmm.
and you were done?
Mm-hmm.
And why?
Because I don't like Claire Danes.
Oh, me neither. High five. Like, I've never liked her. You didn't like her back in the day either.
No.
I've never liked her.
I don't like her. And I like the guy that was in it first season. I can't think of his fucking name.
Guy with the beard?
Scroll down. The guy that they were trying to bring back and save.
Oh, the,
The fuck was his name?
Nicholas Brody?
Yeah, Damian Lewis. I like him as his character and what he was doing. And then the second season, from what I saw, was all her. And her bullshit. And I just don't fucking like her.
You didn't give
her.
It long enough, bro.
I don't fucking like her.
Well, I watched season one, season two, and I'm halfway through season three. Season one's really good. Season two, good too. I mean, people haven't seen it by now. Go fuck yourself. I'm gonna spoil a little bit. But like, so in season one, they kind of start their little, they have a fling.
Yeah, they fuck.
In season two,
they don't fuck.
Oh, they fuck.
Oh, they fuck.
You didn't make it far enough. They fuck.
Dead.
And at the end of season two, there's a fucking another attack. Like another terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he recorded his tape in the first season?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was going to use the vest and blow up the vice president, but then he didn't?
Right.
Well, that tape.
Maybe I did see season two.
Because right at the end of season
two,
they blew up Langley.
And they released a video.
The tape out.
Yeah.
And then season three.
So I want season two.
Damian Lewis is on the run in fucking some other country. And And it was so far, like, here's the thing, and I get, you need to give Claire Danes' character depth and all these extra things or whatever, but what irritates me is, like, okay, so she's bipolar, she's got all these things, and that seems to be like a focus. She's always in a fucking mental hospital or something like that. So season three, like the first six episodes, you think, or maybe the first four or five episodes, I think, you think she's in this mental hospital. They're holding her there because she went and, because basically that Saul Berenson, her her like guy in the CIA, goes her handler on TV at like one of these committee hearings or whatever, and basically puts her out on blast how she was fucking this terrorist who Brody, who's missing now. So they like, and so she thinks that's bullshit. So she goes to a reporter to give her side of the story, and they're afraid she's going to give out all these secrets. So they throw her in a mental institution and won't let her out, and all this bullshit. And you're just like, oh my god, this is fucking stupid and annoying with this story. Because, like, she's not doing anything, you know what I mean? Like, she's just stuck in this fucking place, and they're doing other things in the show, but it kind of is like, it's a letdown until about, I'd say, six episodes in, then all of a sudden you find out that that was all a ploy to lure in this, so it's like they're, because it's CIA spies, basically. So they're using that as, that was all basically a play. So they were like faking, they weren't faking it because she actually had to go through this whatever, but like it was just to lure this other country who was funded or behind these terrorist attacks to come and like approach her, get her out, and want to pay her for how the CIA figured out who was behind these attacks and all this shit. So you kind of find out that it was like all done
staged.
For, yeah. Well, like she went,
like
she went into deep cover, into a mental institution, and all this shit, which is kind of a good payoff halfway through. But for the first part, it's like, oh my god.
Maybe that's where I stopped because that all sounds familiar. So maybe I stopped in three then.
Yeah, and see at that point, like prior to getting that slight payoff, I was like, I don't. No, maybe I need to stop watching this show right now. But I've also heard from a lot of people, season three is where a lot of people gave up on it.
How many seasons are there?
They're in their... They just came out with their fifth DVD box set.
Holy shit,
eight,
dude.
Yeah.
Eight seasons?
Well, that's through 2019, so I think they're on season seven? Six, maybe? I think they're filming season six right now. Hmm. Or something. Yeah. Season 6, January 15, 2017. So, we're in the midst of Season 6 right now.
Cool.
But they have planned out through Season 8, so there's two more coming. I don't know. Oops, I went too far. I'm into it, like, overall as a... The first two seasons are solid. But, yeah, Season 3 is... kind of, at least you get that payoff about six episodes in, but now I'm curious, because that's about as far as I'm in.
Right.
I'm curious how the rest of the season's going to go. Obviously, she doesn't get out of the CIA because they have more seasons, and she's clearly still in it.
That's a dude from right there on the right-hand side. That's fucking Nick Brody there in another TV show.
Yeah, Billions. Yeah, he went on to doing Billions. Yeah, because he's I think he's dead after this season.
Hmm.
He dies at the end of... I'm assuming he dies at the end of season three. Spoiler for myself.
Yeah, well, it's got it, because the episode count and his wife, his ex-wife isn't in anymore either.
Yeah.
Either as kids, so...
I like this guy. This guy. That Peter Quinn guy.
Peter Quinn, yeah.
He's a fucking, like, killer guy. Like a mercenary or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously these two are the main... I really like the Saul character. But yeah, I mean, I would have rather had a different actress playing.
Yeah, anybody would have been better than her. Anybody, really.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking Tara Reid could have done better than that shit.
I don't know if I'd rather have Tara Reid. But, I mean, I could have... I guess I can see with the whole, like, mental problem thing that she has, like, the bipolar and all these other issues.
Mm.
She probably does that well. And she's plain Jane enough that you'd actually maybe consider that, or believe that she was actually in the CIA. You know what I mean? It kind of, like,
yeah.
Sells it. But at the same time, I don't know. Find me somebody else that can do it.
I think she should.
Give me the girl from Shameless. You know what I mean? The one that's naked in every fucking episode. This one here.
Yeah.
Emmy.
Emmy.
Something. Rossi. You know, like anybody. Not Tara Reid. But anybody other than Tara Reid and Claire Danes. I don't know. let's talk about some movies, Dave.
All
right. We're just talking about all these things that we've watched lately. So well, you and I went and saw Kong Skull Island.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good. I was surprised. I really had no intentions of going to see it.
Excuse me.
I think the trailers made it look as bad as Snakes on a Plane. And the last Kong movie that I watched with Jack Black was just dog shit. So I just really had no...
It's because of Jack Black.
I love Jack Black, but no, the movie and the storyline, the whole thing was just stupid. Although I am starting to think Jack Black is a little played out. Gulliver's Travels was terrible. Goosebumps was decent,
though.
He's
the same guy in every fucking movie. And it's funny, after the first one or two movies you see him in, but he's really funny for kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he's for kids. That's why, as an adult... You outgrow, like I said, it's funny for the first one or two movies that mm-hmm. he's playing himself, but then after that, he's only funny to kids.
Right, makes sense.
Throw him on Nickelodeon, let him get slimed every fucking day, and kids will love it,
mm-hmm.
because he's goofy for kids. He's good for, what's the Rock movie he was in? Rock, not Rock of Ages.
School of Rock.
School of Rock. Keep the movies like that. Where he's dealing with kids, and it kind of makes sense for kids.
That and Goosebumps. Goosebumps was a kid movie.
I never saw Goosebumps.
It's pretty decent, actually.
I think I did, actually. I think we rented that. Yeah, I didn't like that one.
No?
I didn't like it. Gulliver's Travels, not good.
I hated that. I was really disappointed in that.
Anyways, yeah, Jack Black, he's good for kids. Mm-hmm. So you need to keep him with kid movies, and that's it. Don't put him in an adult movie, because when he plays his silly... He plays that same character, though. It's like putting Stifler in every fucking movie that he's in, making him be Stifler. No, it doesn't work. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what's wrong with Hollywood, is they get these fucking... Oh, he made so much money on these four kid movies where he plays this goofy guy. Yeah, he's a goofy guy. I get it. But does he have to keep being that? Like, yeah, okay, so that's what he is. So then keep him in those movies. Don't try and bring that... goofy guy into this
a serious movie or something, yeah.
That doesn't make sense. It's stupid. Right. Like, they're dumbifying it anyways. Kong, Skull Island.
Yes.
I thought it was pretty good. No motherfuckers out of Samuel L. Jackson.
No, he almost got one out.
A little upset about that. I'm guessing they recorded it, but then edited it out. The final cut.
Yeah.
The unrated will have it, for sure.
I don't think so.
I think so. Director's cut.
Timing-wise, you couldn't have had it. He gets killed right as he's saying it. Spoiler.
Yeah, but still.
But no, it was a good storyline, and I liked some of the creatures that they made that I'd never heard of before.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it wasn't just Kong.
Yeah,
it had a lot.
The whole island was all fucked up. That was cool.
Which, that's an interesting concept, is there's this island, supposedly, that exists, which was actually like the Hawaiian Islands where they filmed it, but... At least it looked like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's surrounded by a storm, which doesn't allow anything in, where this these like giant fucking animals exist. Like, that's some pretty crazy deaths. Like, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like the one dude with the spider leg, that was pretty crazy.
That's what I was thinking of. Like, you just stand in there, and all of a sudden you see this thing.
Yeah, and I thought it was like a spear at first.
That's what
like
I did,
someone
too.
Threw a spear at him. I was like, holy shit, what the fuck's out there?
Because the legs of the spider looked like the bamboo that they were, like, weaving through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
I liked it. I'd probably see it again. I might possibly own it at some point in my life. Possibly.
Yeah.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. For me, it won't be a brand new purchase, but it'll be one of those used from from the video store. Purchase. Why do we call it a video store? I don't have video tapes anymore. We have DVDs and Blu-rays. Why don't we call it the Blu-ray store?
Still a video, is it not?
What is the definition of a video?
What we just watched. A video is just...
Oh, yeah, I guess technically, yeah, tape would be the, okay. Yeah, video store. Movie store. I always call it movie store.
I got to go back over there, man. It's cheaper than buying them.
Yeah. That's what I told you.
Yeah, but I've been buying them on Apple because I can get them before they get released. Yeah. You know?
It's all digital.
Yeah, like, we watched Patriots Day, like, I don't know, a week and a half before it came out on DVD. You know, yeah. I bought Sing on there, like, 3 weeks before it came out on DVD, you know. And I like the fact that I can watch it anywhere. I can watch it on my phone if I want to right now, you know?
Yeah, that's handy.
Yeah, it's super cool. And I don't like waiting for shit, you know? Especially the Walmart and Beloit, man. You go there on New Release Tuesday and you gotta wait till New Release Wednesday, you know? It's fucking bullshit.
New release when they decide to put
it out. Yeah, whenever the fuck they want. And it's funny because my days were really off this week and I was in the Walmart on Monday for something and I'm like, oh, Office Christmas Party came out. I'm going to go buy that. So I go out to the front desk, or the front. We had a little fucking four-way there, and all the things were empty. And I'm like, what the fuck? God damn it. Go back to the back. All the fucking things were there. Were empty. I'm like, God damn it. What the fuck, man? And I'm waiting in line. There's like five people there in the electric counter. I was waiting in line to yell at me. Where the fuck's the movie? And then it just dawned on me, oh, today's Monday. All right, cool. I'll come back tomorrow. And then I just never went back.
But why is it... So, like, everything gets bought up?
No,
or something. Or
what they do is
that they don't that,
on, out. See what they're supposed to do is on Monday at some point they take all the they change the new release end cap and the four way to the new release so the labels are up so people know what's coming tomorrow and then Tuesday at midnight the third shift person is supposed to stock that they don't they leave it for the first shift manager the department manager and then they out there have their shit to do and they're fucking lazy. Fucking cocksucker assholes that are just dicks and arrogant, and when you ask them for shit, they're like, oh, you're fucking stupid. No, I'm not. Scan it with your fucking thing. It tells you got 80 fucking movies. They didn't get all stolen today. Where the fuck are they? Oh, I don't know. Come back later. Fuck you. Go get it, bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, no dude, it is irritating. It's like...
Well, you were there when I talked to the fucking guy in Rockton, and he's like, no, no, man, that's the first thing I do in the morning. I come in early to do that. So he knows that shit's out in time. He says he screws up on CD releases because who the fuck pays attention to that? But movies, he said he's on point every fucking week.
Yeah, because those people go for.
Yeah.
Nobody really buys CDs anymore. I mean...
No.
Shouldn't say nobody because you guys are just by Beauty and the Beast, but...
Yeah, well, I bought that for her.
Yeah.
But, then so, I mean, burned it for you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's because it's kind of topical. That's the only reason I thought of it. But really, nobody goes there... much anymore for a CD.
Well, not only that, but all their shit's edited. Why the fuck would you buy a fucking CD at Walmart?
They just shouldn't offer it.
Mm-mm.
Unless they're going to do, like, soundtracks of new movies.
Yeah, and they do.
And then pair it with the movie.
Yeah.
You know, put it right next to it. Mm-hmm. You might actually sell more that way.
Right. But the movie's not out yet.
Yeah.
You know.
But they could, if the CD is, then put it there right by the new release movies. People aren't going into the CD section. They're going to the movie section. So put the CD... With it, right next to the movie section, and whether the movie's out or not, you could still get the pre advertising sheet thing. You know the displays. Put it there, and people will fucking. I bet you they'd sell more.
Oh yeah.
But that's I don't know. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it's I actually almost pre-ordered Beauty and the Beast last night when I was going through my Apple movie looking for something to watch last night. But I should want that on DVD or Blu-ray, so I'm not going to bother with it now. But I would get it sooner, you know what I mean? And it doesn't tell you when it's going to be out, so I don't want to get it and forget.
I'm guessing June or July, I'd say.
But
it'll be a midsummer release.
Midsummer Night's Dream release?
No. Well, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
So I also went and saw Life.
Yeah, you were talking about that.
This is the one with Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
This is one where it's not Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds. You know, we're talking about Jack Black, same guy in every movie.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, the same guy in every movie. He's Deadpool in every movie, basically.
Mm.
Or Van Wilder before that.
Yeah.
he's not that. He's in the movie, spoiler alert, for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, you said that he died quite a bit.
He's the first one that dies in the movie. It's pretty crazy. But so Life is this team of astronauts, scientists, whatever. They're on the International Space Station. They're in that. And they had sent this thing to Mars that was getting samples of whatever, and then left Mars. Now, it's not human. It's like a, you know... So we got that rover, supposedly, there on Mars now. It leaves Mars. Let's say the rover's there for 5 years, gets all the samples, and then leaves. Like, somehow it shoots back up into space and heads back towards Earth. Well, it has these samples. They don't want it on Earth because they don't know what these samples are, but they want to test all the stuff, so the space station, basically, it catches it. As it's flying by, they catch it. And then they take these samples and they're doing whatever, where there's this one scientist down there who gets this thing to, so that it's like a little lab, and they fuck with the oxygen and all this shit and get this cell to start like growing or whatever. Well,
oh yeah,
it like,
I remember seeing the trailer.
It like grows really fast then, and it's just a cell. It kind of turns into, once again, spoiler, like a octopus type thing, but small. But it's getting bigger, and it's got, you know, all these fucking arms and shit. Yeah. Very similar to Arrival, if you've seen that.
I was just gonna say that.
So obviously Hollywood thinks aliens look like octopuses.
Mm-hmm. At least we're gonna sell it at this point.
Yeah, that's what we're going with. We've got rid of the whole gray men thing. Now we're doing octopuses that are the aliens. Okay. I wonder how long this phase will last before it's something else.
Probably 10 more months, and then it'll be like they're frogs or something.
Yeah, it's pretty close to an octopus in a weird kind of way. Mm-hmm. But anyways, this thing starts it kills Ryan Reynolds, and then it's like it starts to kill, like it's trying to kill, or it's like we watched Zoo not that long ago here on the beginning of the episode. Its whole point is it has to feed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's feeding off humans. And so they, like, it's, like, going through the pipes and shit of this space station, so they're trying to, like, quarantine themselves from it and all this shit. And then basically, just going to spoil the whole fucking movie because we're talking about it.
Yeah.
There's basically two people left at the end, and there's two pods. They want the chick is supposed to be in the pod going to Earth, and the guy is going to get in the pod with this thing. Allow the thing. Oh, this is Jake Gyllenhaal is the guy. I don't know who the chick was.
Claire Danes.
No. The octopus alien thing is supposed to get in the pod with him. They lure it that way, and then he's going to project himself deep into space, so it just keeps going, and it'll just, so it will kill him, and eventually it will die in this thing with him, but it will be going nowhere because they don't want it to go to Earth,
right?
Because of what it is, if it gets to Earth, and I mean, it could potentially kill
everybody,
everything. You know what I mean? Which is what their theory was happened on Mars, which is why there's no current. Like, so what happened is these things existed on Mars. Killed everything, wiped the whole planet out, and then, you know, that's basically how the planet was left. Mm-hmm. And then these things, you know, it got, because there's nothing going on, it got cold, then these things got frozen. Well, then they got the sample, heated up this sample, which brought it back to life, and so on and so forth on the space station. Spoiler alert, it's the way the movie goes is you think Jake Gyllenhaal and this thing, this thing's in the pod with Jake Gyllenhaal. You think they're going off to space, and the other pod's going to Earth, until it lands in this fucking little ocean area right by Hawaii, right where they filmed Kong Skull Island, where they're flying over that shit at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
Was literally because I watched Life right before that movie. And that movie ends with those islands, and then Kong starts with those islands. So it was almost like one giant movie, and it kind of is weird because when these like little Asian guys like paddle their boat up to this giant space thing that landed there, this pod, and they trying to open the door, and you see inside this fucking super giant, like, octopus-looking thing. It's obviously the wrong pod. Like, it was smart enough to... So the pod the girl was in, she fucked up and went into space.
Yeah, so she's going to die nowhere.
And even though Jake Gyllenhaal was guiding his into space, it reversed it and went into Earth. So now all it has to do, once these guys open the door, is how it's implied, it's going to get out into the water, and now Earth is fucked basically. Right. So now you just know the movie, you don't have to watch it now. But
so Chick dies, and she suffocates and runs out of oxygen.
We would assume so.
That's awesome.
At some point. So she's plummeting into deep space, which, you know, however long you have air, that's as long as you live. But who knows? Like, I don't know. I want to see the movie with that, because she would space preserve her, or would she turn into a skeleton? Would be one question. And then, eventually, let's say, in a galaxy far, far away, 200,000 years from now, this thing enters the atmosphere of another planet. Her in this pod. Obviously, she's dead, but it lands there, and then there it's a fucking planet of these octopus that they don't know humanoid exists. There's another movie there, no?
Mm-hmm.
But like, what is this? It'd be like being here and having a space alien ship come crash here. Kind of like Roswell or something that.
All the times that they do it.
But like, and then we're like, what the fuck is that? Think about it in the other way.
Yeah.
Like, eventually she would crash somewhere, right? Or would she just go on forever? Eventually you assume she'd have to hit something, I mean, might take millions of years, and she would be disintegrated, but would the thing be disintegrated?
Like, probably not.
It would just keep going, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's interesting.
No, I think it would stop going at some point.
Why?
Because right now it's going by, like, thrusters and all that shit, right?
Yeah, but in space there's nothing to slow you down.
Yeah, but once you're...
You'd have to get pulled in by some gravitational pull, but then that's pulling you into something.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So, like, if you went into space and have, like, a fire extinguisher as your thruster, and you pressed down that and held it,
mm-hmm.
and steered yourself with that, eventually that's done. But you're still going at whatever speed you're going at. There's nothing to slow you down. Unless you get into something that's a gravitational pull.
Yeah, right? I forgot.
We'll have to bring Ray in, explain it all. I'm just kidding. So, yeah, I saw that. It was good. It's one of those movies where I was kind of like...
On your chair.
And I was like, man, if this was like one of those like 4D theaters, they could do the thing where like underneath the seat, something like...
Yeah, hoses or something like spun around.
And people would fucking be flipping out because of this thing that's like all these legs and it's like moving about. Oh. I was thinking about that, so I actually put my legs up, just in case, because it's kind of weird.
Fucking
it's like
pussy.
So then I went and saw another movie. Well, we saw Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
You can talk about this one. It was good. They did good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about it in the previous episode,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good. That was my, took my 5-year-old first movie I've ever seen. Very next day, he wanted to go see another movie until he wanted to go see Lego Batman. So then the next day after that, I said, all right, we're going to go see it. And we didn't want to. Scared of theaters again. he doesn't like the idea of having to sit quietly.
Mm.
Like, and then I tried, now that Boss Baby is out, I suggested that he doesn't want to go to it.
Mm.
I don't know.
I heard that it doesn't look that good to me, but I heard it's really good.
Yeah. And it's animated, so I figure, whatever. I want my kid to be able to be into movies at the theater so then I can go to the theater with him rather than always. I was just going myself because she doesn't like the movies that I like to see, and he's fucking like... It's not that he's scared of the dark or anything. He just doesn't want to have to... He knows
he likes to run around and shoot and
he knows
people.
He has to sit there and be quiet for the duration of the movie, and he can't do that. So then I saw one more movie. I saw The Belko Experiment.
Oh, you did see that already? You fucker. I wanted to see that.
It's already out of theaters.
Oh, really? Damn. Yeah. I just saw the trailer like last week.
It was only in theaters for like 2 weeks, I swear. Maybe 3 tops. So I went and saw it, and...
That's all you're going to say?
I don't want to shit on it. I would have done things way differently, though.
Who did it?
Let's see. Who did do this movie? Oh, James Gunn was the writer. Greg McLean. James Gunn's the guy that wrote Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, really? All right.
So, I was expecting one thing, and it was... You remember how bad I shit on The Purge election year?
Yeah.
How it, like, put me right to fucking sleep? Belko Experiment put me to sleep. Mm. It was... There's a lot of good...
What are they getting?
A lot of good deaths in the movie. 6.5.
That's way too high then, huh?
It shouldn't be higher than a 6. It really, really? Shouldn't. In my opinion. And it kind of sets up at the end... This is only round one. There's a... It's kind of like Saw.
Oh, really?
And so, like, it sets up the ability to have a sequel. But the first was... Like, the first Purge was okay. The second Purge was okay. The third one, I'm over it. You know what I mean? It's stupid. Now you've overplayed your fucking thing. Mm-hmm. Let's put Stifler in every fucking movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's stupid. Quit
right.
doing this dumb shit. Belko Experiment... was like the third Purge for me. Like, they started out that way, so I don't know how it could get any better at this point. Like, they had what's his name from Walking Dead. The fuck's the guy's name? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Michael Rooker. Down there, he played,
Oh, yeah. He's in a lot of shit.
Earl or something on Walking
Dead.
Yeah,
he's in a lot of shit.
Yeah. He's got that voice.
I didn't know John C. McGinley was in it. I love him.
Yeah. Earl's the first guy that dies. Once again, they, like, take these big guys and they're the first ones to go, but probably because they can't afford to keep them on set for, you know, and they probably only got these guys to agree because it was a small part and they could be done in a week.
Yeah, 2 days.
Two.
Yeah.
So, which is why maybe Ryan Reynolds was the first one to die in the other one. But
that explains why Steven Seagal died in that one movie, Executive Decision, like in 2 seconds.
Yeah. It's kind of... Anyway, the concept behind it is good. But I think... it's just dumb, dude. Like, it's... I don't know. There were some good death scenes, like the ways people die.
Mm-hmm.
Give them credit there. But, I don't know. Pass. Don't waste your time on the Belko Experiment. Rent it if you really want to see it. And if you're into the Purge movies and Saw, you probably will like it. But, don't go into it fanboy. You go into it with, like, because it's not that good.
No.
It's really not.
And I only seen the one trailer that we got tagged in, and that was it. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. It looks good in the trailer.
Yeah. Man. Oh, that's the best part. Just watch the trailer and you're good.
Watch it a couple
times.
It's
like the trailer for, what was that movie? It was all shot first person. Hardcore Henry. That trailer looks awesome. The movie's a piece of shit. The movie is fucking garbage.
I knew it would be. That's why I didn't waste my time.
Yeah. Well, I went and saw it thinking, oh, man, how could this be bad? Oh. I don't have long enough to go down the list of how it could be bad.
Right.
They could have done so much more with it. That's what drives me nuts about these, is you got such a fucking good idea. How do you just shit on it so bad, you know?
Because Hollywood is lazy.
God, it's... Anyways. Yeah. So, good movie TV show discussion here.
For sure.
All right, buddy.
I guess I'll go home.
Okay.
See you.